Good morning.
So, first of all, coughs and sniffles, they're very similar between hay fever, cold, and COVID. How can we distinguish between those three things?
Look, it's difficult, isn't it? Because the early symptoms of COVID are exactly the same. You know, runny nose, maybe sneezing, loss of sense of smell, mild sore throat, headaches, all of those things can happen, as you say, with colds, with hay fever, and with COVID. I think it's important to get tested if you develop those symptoms, because you need to know what you've got and what you haven't got. After testing, I think it's really important that if the symptoms change or get worse, or new symptoms come, that you get tested again.
So
it's really that change in symptoms that should be the thing that makes us think, yep, we should get tested for COVID.
Right, because this is the thing, right? For the next few months, a lot of us are going to be struggling with some, you know, coughs and itchy throats. So it's the change in symptoms that you need to look out for. But so if you have it initially, go and get tested. But if you have it continuously and it's come back negative, you don't necessarily need to get tested again?
I think if you've got it continuously, it's unchanging, you know that you've had hay fever in the past and you've got the same symptoms again, maybe the thing to do is to catch up with your GP about getting that the best self-management plan for the hay fever, because there are things that can be done to help with those symptoms.
And what are some of the ways that we can, you know, incorporate hay fever etiquette, I suppose you could say, to stay COVID safe?
Yeah, I mean, hay fever can be miserable anyway. Coughing and sneezing and blocked nose when everyone else is enjoying the spring. But it's even worse when you get looked at by every single person and treated as you've got something infective. So I really feel for people with hay fever symptoms and allergies that are causing them to cough and sneeze. And I think the important thing is for all of us to be kind to people that you see out there and assume the best in everyone rather than assuming the worst. I think the key thing would be when public health is advising people to be wearing masks in crowded areas, that you wear a mask, but you need to change it if it becomes wet. They're really not very useful once they're wet.
Yeah, because that's one of the key things, isn't it? I mean, I think you kind of forget that, especially if you're out for a long day and if you've got a bit of a cough or a sneeze, then it can get a little bit nasty. So that's a really important thing to take. And lastly, I wanted to get your insight on this. I mean, we've seen a fair bit of stockpiling behaviour from people in the last few months, and now we're heading into this hay fever season. Do you think that there's a possibility we'll see hay fever medication being stockpiled on the same scale we've witnessed in other areas, perhaps?
I think we should see the same amount being used over the hay fever season as in previous years. So there's no reason why there should be a supply issue or running out. I think it's reasonable for people to have a couple of weeks of supplies of what they usually use in the cupboard at home, so you're not going to the pharmacy to pick up more every day, but much more than that would seem to be excessive.
Yeah, well, that's good advice anyway. Hey, Mark, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Most welcome.